The nation's mayors were in Washington, D.C. today looking for help protecting their cities against terrorism. The mayors expect to spend at least $2.6 billion more on security by the end of this year, and they say they can't bear all these new costs on their own when most government budgets are already strained by the slow economy. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge told about 300 mayors gathered here for their winter conference that they'd be pleased with the president's new budget.
It includes unprecedented support for our nation's first responders, the police officers, the firefighters, and medical personnel who died for their country on September 11th.
He didn't give specific figures, but President Bush is expected to ask Congress next month for at least $15 billion in new homeland defense spending. Some of those funds will go to help state and local governments beef up security. Ridge said money will be earmarked for specific purposes, such as improvements in public health care, but he also said local officials will have a say in how some of the money is spent.
This isn't about what Washington wants anymore. It's about what our cities, our communities, our regions, and our states need. New hazmat equipment, bioterror training, new emergency communication system. The list is fairly long. We need to give you the flexibility to meet those needs.
That was just what the mayors were hoping to hear, but they're also anxious for some more details. That's what they expect to get tomorrow morning when they go to the White House to meet with President Bush. Several mayors said they're responding as best they can to the need for heightened security, whether it's at airports, power plants, or water facilities, but they say they can only do so much without having to cut back on other services. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino says his city has been put on high alert several times since September 11th.
What's that mean to me? Putting more police officers in the streets, more firefighters stationed around the city, more EMT ambulances out there. But who's picking up those costs? Our cities. We are the first line of defense, and nobody should ever forget that. Mayors have to act, and that's what we're just asking our federal government to help us. Give us the tools.
One tool the mayors expect to get is a more refined federal alert system. Local officials have complained that warnings so far about the possibility of new terrorist attacks have been so vague that they haven't been of much value. The officials have been working with Ridge's office to develop a new way to rate the alerts according to the seriousness of the threat, and a new system is expected to be unveiled soon. But mostly, the mayors want money. Detroit's Kwame Kilpatrick says his city has had to bear huge costs because of its close proximity to the Canadian border.
From September 11th to December 31st, we've spent just under $3 million of our city general funds on protecting America. If we keep this same rate up, we'll spend about $11 million this year on border security alone. This is not neighborhood security. This is not community service policing. This is just border security.
Cleveland Mayor Jane Campbell says her city has had to detail 25 additional police officers to help secure Cleveland's airport. And to make matters worse, she says, it was done at the same time the federal government cut back on local law enforcement aid.
And what's very hard for us right now is that the federal government, on the one hand, is saying we're going to be partners in Homeland Security, which is terrific, that's what we need. But on the other hand, they have cut by one-fourth the basic partnership document, which is our local law enforcement block grant.
That's why she and other mayors will be looking very closely at the fine print in the president's budget. They want to know exactly what Tom Ridge meant today when he told them, as an aside, that the new Homeland Security budget wouldn't cover all of their costs. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.